Channel 2 Right and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Monday at supper, the 20th of December, 71. Channel 2 Right and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Monday at supper, the 20th of December, 71. Channel 2 Right and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Monday at supper, the 20th of December, 71.
Get you another cup of coffee here.
I don't think it means that much.
Want the rain?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope it doesn't do like it usually does at this time of year. Rain and then get cold.
No, it's said. I watched the weather. It's, there's no change for a day or two.
For the temperature?
No.
Good.
You traveling tomorrow?
Huh?
You traveling tomorrow?
Yeah.
You gonna take the boss man with you?
No, I don't take nobody with me.
You ought to take Blake with you. Do you like to go?
I ain't even gonna take my horse. I ain't got no horse to take.
Cookie?
I done sold him.
Yeah.
I sold him to my boss.
Sold him to your boss.
I sold him to my boss. Sight unseen.
You just told him he needed them about the house?
I said, you need that there, you need that West Pony I got for them two boys of yours? He said, you know, come to think of it, they do want a horse.
And that saved him all the trouble to look for one.
That's right. Well, he said, what do you want for him? I said, I want a $50 bill. Does that include the saddle? I said, well, what are you talking about? I said, I wouldn't even trim his feet for that. And,
Well, he tried, didn't he?
He tried. He said, what is the saddle going to cost me? I said, just a $30 bill.
Why, Cookie?
He said, Is he a good pony? I said, yeah, he's a good pony. Ain't nothing wrong with him. I said, he's just a Welsh pony. That's all you can make out of it. Well, he said, will you deliver him? I said, yeah, I'll deliver him. Well, he said, have him in my house Friday night about 8 o'clock and I'll put him in the pen.
It'll be his Christmas.
How about that? You couldn't. You're getting him back.
Isn't that something?
You know, Cookie, I never have been able to figure out what happened with Helston on that horse they got. They made a great point over whether or not that was the same horse that you had owned.
But I showed them a dang picture of the horse and it looked identical.
Well, it don't matter whether you owned it or not. They couldn't catch him.
That's right.
And they still can't catch him.
Yeah, would you try to open this?
Open it, boy. You stand over there behind. That's all it is. That's all. It just breaks. That's it. Just keep put a little pressure on it. It'll work.
If it breaks, it's all right because it's.
That's just like helping a cow. You just keep a little steady pressure on it. And it'll give.
Yeah, but see, I had them two bum fingers there.
Yeah.
They're sore.
No, they had never have been able to catch a horse. They have to work on it. What's my opinion?
Well, I told him, I seen what the horse was doing and took the man up there 2 hours to catch him. It took him about 2 hours to catch him. And I told him, I said, this is not a horse for you fellas, because I know the horse. If he wants you to catch him, you can walk up to him. If he don't want you to catch him, you ain't gonna catch him. If he wants you to ride him, anybody can ride him. If he don't want you to ride him, he gonna rear up and get you off. That's just the kind of horse he is, and I told him. And had my point been proved to him?
I don't know about the rearing, but they can't catch him. But you see, what got me was this. You see, they were taking that fellow's word up there they'd never seen before. Just because that gal, that little girl of theirs, was just struck with that horse. She'd been struck with the next horse, you see, she saw.
Well, yeah, she was struck on Little Man. And I'd have sold him Little Man
and
for the price.
They knew you sue me. And they didn't know him at all. You can't deal. Now, you can deal with Lake, but you can't deal with those educated people.
You know, well, it wasn't Lake I sold a horse to. It was Jim Whitten over here in Mecanopy. Jim's really my boss. Lake's his superintendent. But heck, at that time, I needed to sell some horses.
Yeah.
I had too many. I had 9 heads.
Yeah.
And I'd have sold them Little Man for that same money that they paid for that horse.
I got some fresh beans.
No, I don't care for anything.
Or whether you sold them a horse or not, they could at least listen.
But they wouldn't listen to me, and I seen what was happening, and I just shut up.
You can't. These educated people. You see, you can't.
I bet I'd catch the horse. Come to think of it, by God, I'll buy that horse.
They want a huge amount for it. They think highly of that horse.
I'll give them $100 for it.
Well, they better take it
and load him in the morning.
They won't get it. They want $300 for that horse.
They'd better take $100 if they can get it. If I couldn't catch a horse, I'd be proud to take 50 cents.
And start all over again. They get to get rid of that one and start all over again. They got to learn on something, haven't they?
Yeah, that's a good one to learn on. That's the one I learned on. But I was forced to unload him, see? Very fortunate to unload him. But they won't be as fortunate as I was, and
yeah.
I know it.
Yeah. Yes, you can move them a little easier than they can.
They haven't got a trail, they don't know people.
Let me tell you, this little car show Faye got out here. Bill.
I know it. I've worked on it.
On this car?
That car. I almost bought it.
Oh, you did?
One time when I worked there.
It changed hands?
In one sense of the word. See, he sold it. He let, I forget what his name is. Anyway, he was a new car man. And the man was supposed to put the windshield in, put all the glasses in it, and do all the work on it. And let Bill, and then pay Bill so much each week until he got paid for it. Well, during that time, this fella and Johnny had a run in it. Well, he left, went back to Sears Roebuck. And Bill wouldn't let him take the car. So actually, Bill ain't got very much money in the car, but
did
Bill
he?
Bought the car new.
Yeah, he said he did.
He did buy the car new. And, see, they took the speedometer out of it when they demolished it over there, broke the windshield, all the glasses. and took all the chrome off the side, and oh, I mean, they just riddled that car. Tore the seat, the cushions up in front.
What happened to it?
Gainesville High School students demolished it. Tore it up.
You mean the rioting?
Yeah.
Well, that was in a riot.
Oh, yes. Well, they gave me one where they demolished, and I hauled it off. Sold it for $40. Now, Brazen can give that to me. See, at that time, it was parked on Brazington's lot. Bill was driving the service truck, see, to and from the work. Well, he didn't need a car.
He just parked his car over there.
So he just left it parked down there. That was the first week he drove service trucks. That happened the first week. I was going to buy the car. I could have bought the car for $100 bill. Before all this happened to it.
Before all this happened to it.
Before all this happened to it. But the car's worth more money than that. It needs a tune-up now. It needs a little tinkering done to it.
He said he worked on it a little bit. Got it ready running pretty good. And he was... He'd work on it for me.
They don't need it. It's what I thought about. They've been talking back and forth about cars, you know. This old just costs so much. Keep it going. I hope if it's any good, we just keep it around and somebody would want it.
Well, now I'll tell you what you can do. You can take the price of gasoline, the difference between the gas you would burn in 1 month's time on that little car. Take the difference for 1 month and put it on that little car and repairs like a tune-up and tinkering here and there and so forth. And it'll run you for an indefinite period of time. And it'll get you 20, 21, 22, maybe after it's tuned up, it'll get you 24 miles a gallon of gasoline.
Yeah.
It'll run you a week on a tank of gas from here to Gainesville back. And it will save you money.
Yeah.
Just like that little 53 Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. It'll do the same thing. It'll save you money over both of these big cars out here.
See, the one we need right here is the one I meant to go over with Shirley this afternoon and get that instead. I had to go to town.
Hey, that's Chevrolet. That was Chevrolet. All right.
It's solid.
That's solid, yeah. Yeah. See, this little jackrabbit, too. It's sort of like a matchbox. But those little cars are good cars.
They're good cars. I've had two of them. And they give me wonderful service. They have.
It's a shame they couldn't just keep that old model going.
That's what I can't figure out. Now you take this 250 cubic inch six-cylinder engine that's in my pickup out here now. God, that engine came out way back there in the early 50s. I think 55 was when they first came out with that engine. And that is the best and the toughest six-cylinder engine that Chevrolet has put out since 1936.
And they're still putting it out?
They're still putting it out. That 250 six-cylinder engine. And if I was buying a car, that's what I'd buy in it right now. The performance that I have gotten out of this engine out of my pickup. And when I trade again, I'm going to get a six-cylinder, just like that.
But you know, when you get another car, you got to buy tags, you got to take it through the line, you got to get insurance.
Well, now, wait a minute, buddy. He's got to take that thing through that line.
Well, it goes till February.
in February. I'd make him put a sticker on it. If I bought it, I'd make him put a sticker on it. I would. They make me do it, Fay. And he ain't a bit better than I am.
No.
Yeah, they do.
They make me get him inspected.
Mm-hmm. That's something to think about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now tags that thing on across $14 a year.
Oh, really? That's about half.
License?
License tag on across $14 for a year, that thing.
Is that all?
That's all. That's the one of the cheapest tags you put out. Little old Falcon.
Mm.
Same thing as a Volkswagen.
Well, they try to make it easier for a poor man, don't they?
They try to, yeah.
But a poor man won't take it over, take it up, take advantage of it.
That's right. See, it takes my pickup cost me $41.
Gosh, I was cost almost that much.
Yeah.
And your Cadillac does.
Cost me $35.20 for a piece.
I called down Winds today to see if they had one of those boats.
Did they?
I called down, she said, here's a fella and go look. I said, I just don't want to sit here and wait. So he went and looked. And I never called back. And does something? And that's the reason they like to go ahead and do it right then, so they won't have it hanging. Now, what did you say that was? 5/8?
No, that's 3/4. 3/4 by 2.5.
Where'd I get 5/8?
It's a good thing you didn't go back then.
Good thing I didn't get to be a mechanic yet. You don't tell them what they did. Work for JJ. Well, that set him off, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it, though?
I'd give him off.
Well, I filled out the form today for my federal excise tax refund on my pickup. See, I get how much? What percentage is they're going to refund on these new cars? 7%?
I don't know.
7% excise tax refund.
You paid that.
I paid more than that. Well, they're going to refund 7% of it.
And help you.
Yeah. It'll be $200.
Really? Yeah. That much?
Mm-hmm. See, I had to pay excise tax on the face value. $33.85.55.
Oh.
Well, it went way up there.
Yeah, that was the actual retail price on my pickup. I got less than $2,400 in it.
That's
the way I traded it out.
That's pretty good. But that's still more money than I've got in all my equipment here, including the cars. You can mark that down to nothing.
Yeah, it'll depreciate $100 a year.
Yeah.
They will.
And yeah, I paid $150 for the rake. well, I didn't think in the way of a mowing blade to use, that way.
Not, no. But we got one coming. We'll take that AC and wear the paint off of it, too.
Now, is that AC, you think that bolt's going to hold? I mean, you think the thread's all right inside?
Well, they're worn a little bit, but I think it'll hold up there all right.
You just have to try it?
Just have to try it, that's all. If it don't hold, we'll turn it over on its back, by golly, and I'll put one on there. We'll hold. Yeah. I had a hole bust in the bottom of a Ferguson when I worked for Oak Crest. It was 8 inches one way, and I think it was 5 the other. And I patched that hole up, and they went ahead and run the tractor, and I guess they're still running.
Suzanne and Jim still fooling with that darn little stallion they bought. They spend a lot, large amount of time over there at that place. As soon as he gets off at Lum's, he comes home and he don't even get a drink of water. He just gets in his car and they whisk off over there.
And really cool.
Now, my view of it is this. He not a horse to start with, he's just a colt. They don't know anything about a horse, and they never will. And they're over there with people who don't know anything about a horse.
That's right. And I'm honest with you, now don't get mad, don't be insulted when I tell you this. But for my youth, I wouldn't give him $25 for that horse today. Today and work the foolishness out of him, because I know he's full of it.
There's no end to foolishness in that horse.
I wouldn't give him $25 for that horse and work the foolishness out of him.
Nothing is worse than a 2-year-old to work with.
A 2-year-old is just about like a 10-year-old boy. Play is all they've got in it.
Yes. And most of them will prank.
Yeah.
Since
that brought up, I want to tell you something before I forget it. I talked to Betty last night. He found me something pretty. He found me a registered Belgium filly, 3 years old.
Oh.
Is that a horse?
Yeah. He said that she was about the size of Rowdy now, and just 3 years old.
Mm.
He still got an eye for those horses.
Oh my gosh. He told me, he said, Leo, that little Palomino mare that you brought up here and give me, he said, I was ashamed of her when you brought her up here. I said, Betty, I was ashamed of her too, but I knew the potential was there. He said she's got all 5 gates, all of them. He said, I wouldn't trade her right now for Estill Simmons' $2,000 mare that he went to Kentucky and bought.
Well, now that's from an old horse. Now, I didn't realize that you all had was so fanatical about horses.
I tell you what, I was. Guy Miles, I was born and raised behind a horse. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and you just love him and so did your daddy.
But the the thing of it is, other people have worked them, you see.
That's right.
But they don't have any feel for them.
Years ago, horses was the only means of farming.
Yes, but all they thought about it was feeding the horse and taking it out and working it. They didn't have any feeling for the horse.
Well, now I'll tell you what. My dad has. He works horses hard. He works hard himself. He treats them good, though. When he takes them to the barn and puts them in that barn, he sees that they've got a good place to sleep. He sees they've got plenty to eat.
Well, now, how does he handle them when he gets them in the barn?
He just talks to them.
What do you give them to eat?
He gives them corn, oats, bran, hay. He keeps hay by his horses all the time when they're in the barn.
Yeah.
Their manger is never dry of hay.
Is that right?
That's right. You can go there and see that manger half full of hay anytime. And good hay.
Does he give them just plain old corn on the cob?
He gives them corn on the cob. And he gives them oats and bran. Right in the same box.
He don't grind it up for
them? No. You see, the corn cob is the worst thing that you can get a hold of to pack a horse's stomach and make him sick. Gives him a colic. The cob. That's the reason I don't feed snap corn to my horses when I can find anything else to feed them.
And he keeps that barn presentable for him.
That's right. Just like he keeps your bed presentable, your bedroom presentable. That's right. There's no cause for it being otherwise.
He don't. They're not drafty.
Well, he just got bored up on the outside.
Huh?
But, no, it's not drafty.
All the barns I ever saw, they were sort of adapted from the back of barn. They also had stalls in the bottom. And you're always, always drafty. That's all I ever saw.
Oh, Dad's got cracks around, all the way around between the boards about that wide. But as far as being in a draft, I never did notice no draft when you shut the door.
They don't bother the horses.
No.
They like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it. If I sit down there, that there in the cracks there. Well?
He sure loves his horses. He said, "I found you a good horse." He said, "I'm going to go this next week and look at her again. And I'm going to trade my little sorrel mare for her. Then when you come up next, the next time you come up, why, bring your truck and take her back."
You bet that.
No. They won't get rid of that. They'll have that horse this time next year.
worth as much this time next year as he is now.
Because the girl will lose interest.
It's like I told Jim when he had him out here, and he wouldn't listen to me. He said, oh, he's too young. I told him, I said, Jim, when you have that horse castrated, leave him stand up today, then tomorrow get on his back and ride him.
Well, they still haven't got on his back.
I tell you, I'd be afraid to get on his back.
After they've played around with him?
Until I'd work him out the way I wanted him. It'd take a lot to get that horse worked out where you could handle him now, Di, like a horse. Now, you might handle him like a dog.
If people want to know something about animals, why don't they go ahead and learn? Why they want to fiddle around with a little animal like that for? Why don't they work with somebody who knows what a barn start with?
Well, listen, who did they buy that colt off of? Nick or Red Farm, or who did they buy it off of?
I told Fee that Ajax ought to have somebody to play with.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work out because, you see, for a long time, all he wanted to do was beat Ajax to Molly. So we had to separate them. But eventually they got so they played. And they were just buddies. It was nice. And you needed some young people out here actually or just let them play. Well, I didn't want the colt. He just playing with Ajax. And the worst thing I ever did. You see, what they do, we took care of him, you see. Nick never took care of it. He come here, and when he was here, he didn't take care of it. These young people, they go ahead, you see, and make up their own minds when they don't have one to make up. They never checked with me or Faye or anybody, or you. They just had a private deal with Nick and gave him a vast amount for that thing. I don't know what it was.
Nick.
And I don't want to know what it was. I hope nobody ever tells me. And then left it on Faye's hands for the next 6 months.
Well, I'll bet you what, I can buy that registered 3-year-old filly in West Virginia for less money than they paid for that colt. And she'll weigh 1,450 pounds right now.
What's the difference in them and this boy who talks to you on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah. I tell you what, put them all in a sack and shake them up. I'd be afraid to say which one would fall out first. but now, laying all jokes aside, Mark made more sense yesterday than he has made all the time put together that I'm talking. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give that old nigger over there that they call Colt 45, I'm going to give him credit for pulling him over the coals.
Oh, you think?
He is the one that done it. The way I get it, he told Mark one day that all he needed to do was just listen to some goddamn horse sense. That's what he told him.
Huh?
what he meant by listening to horse sense, I don't know. But Mark, he took right in then, sat right in, and he explained the rest of the week, and he said, of course, he's going to leave, and he said, I ain't going to get to see too much of him after the first of the year.
Colt's going to leave?
Yeah. Colt 45's going to leave. And the other boss man, the boss man's going to leave.
No?
Yeah.
Our co-workers, he's been there the longest.
Well, now the boss, the ranchman, or whatever they call him, he's leaving. That's going to leave Mark there. And Alice said, well, Mark, you'll have to be boss. He said, I don't know enough about them horses to be boss. But I'd like to go there and work just 2 or 3 months. I would.
You would?
I sure would.
Well, you've got a job.
If I could get away from over that, away from the university for that long, I'd go there and work just 2 or 3 months.
Just to get them going? That's what's wrong with them now. Nobody will work over there who knows anybody about animals.
I tell Miss Davis to stay in the house. I don't keep an eye. I would. I'd tell her. Just stay in the house now. You don't come out here messing around. They got horses that they can't handle. They can't man. They just can't handle them.
That what he said?
Yeah, they come out of the barn on their hind feet.
Oh, they do?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. They turn them and they start, when they get in the air, well, they turn them loose. I'm not me. I ain't gonna turn that horse loose. I'll bring him down to my style and let him walk out of the barn. And all I use is a buggy whip like you got setting him down there in the barn. That's all I use.
Buggy whip?
Just a buggy whip.
You got a buggy whip?
Well, I need a whip.
Same as a buggy whip. That's all I'd use. But where yours has got that fiber cord on the end of it, I'd put me a rawhide cord.
That make a difference?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That rawhide stings. And that down there will cut. That'll cut. A rawhide strap about all 3/8 of an inch wide won't cut them. But just Lord, it stings. My goodness, it stings.
Just one strip?
Just one strip. That's all I want. About 2 feet long. On the end of that buggy whip. Well, he come out of that barn on his hind feet. I'd have him a notion getting the other end in the air.
Where would you touch him?
Right around the hips.
Always been
around. Right around the hips.
Yeah. And he'd notice it.
He'll notice that. He'll have to stand up and take notice. That's the way Daddy breaks his horse.
He don't have to handle like that, does he?
Well, he'll put him in the barn and he'll make them come to him. He'll take a colt that's never been touched. He gone. That one that liked to kill him, he caught her out of a pasture, and they had to rope her and put her in the back of a truck. She had never had a rope on her. My brother brought her in his one-ton truck, backed up the barn. They jumped her off in the barn, and Daddy got right down in there with her with that buggy whip. And he had her to where she'd come up and put her head over his shoulder in less than 2 weeks.
Amazing.
He can do it.
But she almost killed him.
Yeah. My brother was the cause of it, though. He put a brand new saddle on her. Western saddles. And he tightened the back girt.
Yeah.
Just as tight as he could get it.
Mm.
And that's the way they do them bucking horses.
That's the way they make them buck.
She started bucking.
Yeah.
And she bucked until she broke that back girt.
Yeah. And he got her out of the way.
My brother got out of the way, and Daddy was too old to get out of the way, and that's when she took his arm.
Yeah. You know, I get discouraged. It looks like a fella anybody could know when they're learning something.
Well, now my brother, see, he went to West Virginia University in Morgantown. And he ought to know. But he just flat-headed, thick-headed. He can't think.
Does he know it? They never know it.
No! He thinks he knows it. He thinks he knows it all. Went up there and paid $750 for a 1950 model. That's one of them old H model farm all tractors. And I wouldn't give him this 8-in for a field full of it. It's too big. Why, it's so big it takes 10 acres to turn it around.
They really made some of them whoppers, didn't they?
Why, it's got great big high wheels on that thing, and he couldn't run fast enough to give it to me to work with. No. I can take this little lady in the condition he's in right now and do twice as much work in a day as he can with it.
It's in good condition.
Except they just don't want to start.
Yeah, what you need is the next edition of this, the Jubilee.
Jubilee, that's right.
That's the one. That's good enough for anybody. You may live with that.
Well, Jack Stokes got one for sale. Jubilee. I'll trade him.
Trade him what?
Anything. He's trying to get back at me after me tearing him up 3 times in a row. He's trying to burn me up, Jack Stokes is. I'd like to get him one more time.
That was... Let me see, Cookie. One of them was that truck.
Yeah.
He gave that back to you.
Practically, yeah.
Yeah. Now what? Was it a horse?
Oh, I got 5 horses out of it.
He got one that couldn't see in the daytime or at night.
No, he thought he put one off on me that couldn't see in day in daylight. She could see after night, but she couldn't see in daylight.
Oh.
Out in the sunlight while she'd fall over her own feet.
And he let you have that one night.
One night. All right. I bought her straight out from him. That was the second time. Second deal I had with him, see.
Yeah, he got you that time.
He thought he did. But I turned around and took her to Valdosta and put her in that dark barn up there and blamed her she didn't bring me $50 more than he paid for her. And he bought her up there.
So?
Then when I traded him that horse trailer, for 4 horses, a German Shepherd dog, and $200 in cash money.
Do you remember that thing?
Yeah.
I took 3 of the horses to Valdosta and got over $400 out of the horses. I was ashamed to take home. I sold her for $50. And my German Shepherd dog got shot. So that was $650 I got out of that trailer. And I didn't have 2 in it.
And
that's the last deal we've had, and he knows that I tore him up.
He's waiting for you.
He's waiting for me. But now he got to get up for breakfast if he gets on me. He may go to Valdosta with me tomorrow, I don't know.
Is he using that tractor? Is he holding at it before you?
Yeah.
He thinks you'll get eager.
Yeah, he thinks I'll get eager, but I don't have to get eager. I've got a pair of horses that'll do anything I want to do.
Will it run?
Yeah. I'm gonna go look at it.
I tell you, that's the best model. That's a good model.
He wants my Dodge truck, but I ain't gonna sell it to him. I ain't gonna let him have it.
What Dodge truck?
That ton and a half. That big truck. One I got from Everett.
What does he want with it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it running?
Yeah. All you gotta do is step on the starter and crank it up.
Well, you had it jacked up over there. What's wrong with it? One of the wheels? That tire?
Brakes. See, I had to order wheel cylinders for it. See, I put another $65 in them brakes.
Yeah.
I had to order all four wheel cylinders.
Well, if you could get hold of that, you don't need that watermelon truck anymore. I don't believe you need that. You just needed that particular time, and it didn't do what you wanted to, and that's end of it. Because you're not going to haul a melon. And nobody over there is going to haul a melon now. But that Jubilee now, it could be practically on one foot, and you could still make it work.
I'm gonna go look at it. If he goes to Valdosta with me tomorrow, I may run back that way and take a look at it tomorrow night. Because I know what he's going to do. He's going to go up there and buy a bunch of horses.
Yeah.
And I'll get about a $20 bill out of him for bringing one back for him. And maybe two.
Yeah. Get you a truck.
Yeah.
So you'll be over there anyhow.
I'll be over there anyhow.
Hey, you got that new house?
Oh, yeah. He's living in it.
I'll bet you, I'd like to have been there when he let the contract. Does he know anything about the contract? How about the contract?
From the looks of his other house, no. He's worse than I am. In fact, the matter, he asked me who built my truck rack today. Who I got to build my truck rack.
Yeah.
I said, I built it myself.
Well, anyhow, he knows fellas that come over and do the plumbing and the electrical and all like that. He didn't get a contractor.
I don't know who he got. I haven't been there for a while.
Well, you find out.
I'll find out who built it.
Find out how he built that. And you know, there's a lot of buying to do on those, on the house. Oh, there's a huge amount. So much it just makes you dizzy. Now, I hate to think just how much dickering would go into a house. I followed some of Dodd's. And you know, at one time, I never thought he'd ever get that house built.
Oh, I never did either.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I was building a house, had to have a house built, I'd get me a contractor. I'd contract the whole thing to one man.
Yes, and you'd pay him.
You would come out just as cheap in the long run.
Well.
But the time you got a contractor to come in there and lay the blocks, frame it up,
yeah.
Then got a man to come in there and do the plaster.
Yeah. Yeah. Your contractor, it'll cost you double. I followed Dodd over that pretty much on those things. And he did right smart work, so. But a lot of, you know, so much of it. And, Lord help us. He worked, he just worked himself, he just worked all the time, you see. He never had any time off. If he did, he was thinking he ought to be out there working on that house. You don't want to get anything like that. The best way is to buy one already built, where you can see what's there, and it'll please you just as much as any other once you get in it. You know, the house don't matter. They talk about arranging it and arranging the house according to the way you live. That don't mean anything to me. You can live just as well in this old thing here as you could in.
I can live better in this than I could in anything I know of.
Yes.
I ain't joking.
Yes. They all talk about how much it takes to heat it. Well, it don't take anything to heat it. It does when north wind blowing, but it does other houses too, doesn't it? Unless they're mighty well insulated. I guess some of them say well insulated, you wouldn't notice it east and north wind.
Well, I tell you, I don't like to sleep by any heat to start with.
Yeah.
In fact, the matter of the three back bedrooms on our house is shut off from all the heat.
Yes.
All the time. They are.
But these boys can't get in with anybody that knows anything, could they? Then what they gonna do? You see, this won't last long. He'll have a job. He won't be able to even go out at 5:00. Not when he's working full time, you see. You know, on a regular job, he won't have a place. And so what he learns now is right important. I don't know that I would like to go out and work with thoroughbreds. They're horses. The whole thing is they're young. Right spirited, I'd rather work with just regular Western horses. Quarter horses.
I wouldn't. If I had my druthers, the kind of horses to work with would be draft horses. Belgian, Pershing, Clydesdale. That type of horse.
They can work, and then they pleasure horses as much pleasure as others.
And they're a pleasure to work with. Really, they are. They're a pleasure to work with.
They're not high-spirited.
They're not spirited. And you take a Belgian horse, a Pershing, either one, you don't have to break them horses to work. You put the harness on them and go ahead. Like them horses down there in mine. They had never been hooked in a turn plow together.
Yeah.
Until I hooked them over there on the other side of that pond.
Yeah.
That Sunday. That is the first time they've been hooked in a turn plow together.
And look what they done.
They just—they went on. They did a marvelous job for being hooked the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just worked too hard.
And come Thursday morning, they're going to go in that turn plow right up on that hill up yonder. If it ain't pouring down the rain, they're going to go in that turn plow.
Well, let me tell you, I need a tractor seat that I don't have to sit in, but I can stand up. See, I stand up in here. I just have to get in the road grader.
Yeah. An old Oliver tractor.
Where the wheels sticks up so high.
That's right.
I tried that little piece of wood with a frame there where I'd just be sitting on the side.
Yeah.
But it don't work. It looks to me like it don't work. Stand up. Because that's been my, you see, that's how I've kept this place going, you see, with a tractor.
Yeah.
And,
but the time has come that you can't ride a tractor no more.
Yeah, sit down on it at any rate.
Stand up and ride it.
That's hell of a note. Is there anything you can't do that you used to do? I guess it's something which you don't notice. The first thing that ever hit me was that eye business out there, that 4th of July. That had come apart. I thought that we were drenching the cows. It wasn't any great efforts, you know. I just hold the head. No, I don't hold the head. I get my knee underneath them. And no great effort. It just happened.
We had 30 people out for picnics.
Yeah. That was no great effort.
He had a...
When was this?
4th of July when he had
his... This past?
No, that was the year that was...
The year I had the silage.
Oh, that's before my time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your time.
When he had the bison.
Oh, that slowed me down. I didn't let on, you see, but I watched what I picked up.
Well, that little Carolyn that was out here yesterday,
yeah.
She went back to the office, and she told him up there, she said, you know, Cookie's got the most beautiful pair of horses that you ever laid your eyes on. Lord, she told everybody in that whole office about my horses.
You don't have one of them pictures. You leave that with your daddy.
Taking that away from my daddy was just like pulling his eye teeth or taking his right arm.
Yes. Well, you're going to have twisted a tail and get them pictures, Cookie. I can't get them.
I'll get them from Leonard.
I don't mean just him. I mean some all of them.
Yeah. He told me that he planned to make us a poster just like he turned in of all them pictures and bring down here for us. But he said, I don't know when I'll get it done. He said, I've got so much to do right now. He said, I've got all my finals and everything that I've got to get in. And the boy was pushed. Now, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but after his finals, he could have done it in a day's time.
Well, I don't know whether the lab was open or not.
No, he told me the lab closed.
I don't know whether that lab was open or not.
I could have got the lab open.
Well.
Or got another lab. They don't check with it. And they don't come through all the time either. Well, those pictures, we just got to have some of them, Cookie. And stick them out here.
I
you see, look at what Faye's got, those pitiful little things over there. They're all nice, but you can't see the horse.
I'll have it in pictures.
And the people, too. He took a picture of them yesterday. It is something. It would go in a circus. I mean, it caught her.
Did you see the pictures he took at the picnic?
I didn't see nothing. I haven't seen anything.
Well, he took some pictures of the picnic, preacher frying the hush puppies, and me cussing Frank Smith out. That's the time I told he got my picture when I was telling Frank Smith about what a clown he was.
Yeah.
He's got my picture. I didn't have my teeth in. I was the awful looking thing he ever was.
Yeah.
But he's got my picture.
Yeah.
Frank was playing the French harp and picking the guitar, and I was telling him what a big hippie he was all at the same time. And he walked up and got my picture, Leonard did.
Yeah. He writes nice and good at that. He's quiet, you see, and he don't bother anybody.
I got to go get some gas before all these stations close, because I ain't got enough gas to get home on.
Cookie, what's going to do about this little car?
He just told you.
I don't know how much Bill's asking for it, Faye. I wouldn't put more than $150 in it. If that.
Yeah.
Depends. I couldn't get to check the tires. I don't know what condition the tires are in.
Let's go see what they I'll take a bite.
Okay.
I think he had one good one.
He says he has two good ones and two not quite so good. Well, good luck with your...
But I'll tell you. I'd rather have that jubilee than anything you talk about. That jubilee, I just didn't have a jubilee. I'd rather have a jubilee than that Alice Thomas.
You would you trade that Alice Thomas for a jubilee?
I wouldn't trade you anything. I would go see it.